Gary Eugene Bird.
Joshua David Birnbaum.
George John Bishop.
Chris Romeo Bishundat.
Family members today reading the names of loved ones who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center 13 years ago today. There were also many people who were injured in the attacks and others, including first responders who later developed debilitating physical and mental health illnesses, including chronic respiratory disease, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and a variety of cancers, some of which are just beginning to develop. Dr. Benjamin Luft is the director of the World Trade Center Health Program at Stony Brook Medicine. He's been following the health of some 6,000 9/11 responders since 2001, and he's with us now. Dr. Luft, welcome.
A pleasure to be here.
Well, 13 years after the 9/11 attacks, what are the biggest medical challenges that you see first responders facing?
Well, the biggest challenges that are facing responders is that their diseases and problems continue to linger, and not only linger, but are becoming worse and worse. So the psychiatric problems, the respiratory problems, they didn't just get better, but they're actually getting worse and progressing. And I think that that's causing the greatest amount of dysfunction in this population.
Well, I'm glad you brought up psychiatric problems because we just spoke with John Feel on the program yesterday. He's a first responder who has suffered some health problems. And he thinks that PTSD, which he has suffered from, is the number one killer of 9/11 first responders.
Absolutely. The impact of PTSD is so variable. Not only does it impact one psychologically, but it impacts their daily life, their ability to go outside and interact with other people. And then finally, it impacts their physical disease. It actually worsens the physical problems, and it makes those physical problems less able to be treated by normal medical therapy. What we're finding is that those patients who have that combination of the psychological problem, PTSD, and the respiratory disease, that those people tend to be more recalcitrant to therapy. They don't respond to therapy like everybody else. And as a result of that, they have a lot of other issues that come to bear.
Do you have any sense of why that is?
Well, what we believe is that the psychiatric problem itself basically primes the immune system to become much more inflammatory. And as a result of that, they're much more likely to have respiratory problems that impact both their functional ability as well as their social capacity.
You were involved in a study last year examining the incidence of cancer in responders during the first 7 years after 9/11, 2001 to 2008. And your study found that the risks of cancer in first responders were much higher than the general public. Tell us more about that study.
What happened with the World Trade Center responder was that they went down, a lot of them voluntarily, to the World Trade Center site. They were told that the environment was safe, that there was no real risk in terms of toxins. The air was clear. They were not given the appropriate protective equipment. And then what was found subsequently was that the exact opposite occurred, that the environment was full of various carcinogens and toxins. And so you had these people who went down there. They were put into the middle of an area that was full of toxins, and that because we know the natural history of that type of exposure, that we could predict in the future that they were going to develop a variety of cancers. Right now, the timeline is very short still. Cancers usually take many years to develop, and it takes a long time to accumulate the number of cases that you can statistically say that there is a larger than expected number of cases. But one thing for absolutely sure is that these responders went down there, they volunteered, the environment was unsafe, it was full of carcinogens, and our expectation is that they're going to suffer as a result of that.
And that makes it much more difficult to get compensation, doesn't it, if the illness doesn't develop for a long time after exposure?
Well, I think the decision was made that at least we would be able to provide care for these responders who developed cancer. And I think that that was the appropriate decision that was made. It really does very little good to a person after they're dead to tell them they're going to be compensated.
But if they don't get sick until, let's say, next year or the year after that, is it easy for them to apply and get the kind of care and compensation that they need from the government?
Yes, because the current Sidroga Act and the determination by the administrator at NIOSH was that cancer was to be covered because of the high expectation that cancers were going to develop in this population. So these are covered conditions.
But the Sidroga Act expires in 2015, doesn't it?
Yes. And that is something that we all have to be aware of, and we have to keep our eye on the ball. Because if once that expires, these people will be left high and dry.
Now, when we talk about these people and we think about 9/11 first responders in the abstract, it's hard to understand exactly what they're going through. Could you just give us a story? Because I know you've met and worked with a lot of these people about what one case is and what that person has gone through over these 13 years.
One of the cases that I just remember so vividly was a patient who was born in Guyana. And he recollects when he was a young boy and his family was literally starving that he used to receive care packages from the United States. And when 9/11 occurred, he was a construction worker. He was the head of a crew. He went right down there. And he was severely affected. He developed severe asthma, severe post-traumatic stress disorder, and his life was really turned upside down. But when I said to him, "Would you do it again?" he looked at me, he said, "Doc, this country has done so much for me. It saved my life. I would do it again in a snap." And I think that that really tells you something about the responders who went down there, their courage, their altruism, their selflessness. And it's for that reason that we really need to care for these type of people. We owe it to them.
Dr. Benjamin Luff directs the World Trade Center Health Program at Stony Brook University. Dr. Luff, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you.